I stood there, and the next minute, I'd had one of those stunning experiences. I was free of the compulsion and the obsession. And I remember standing there. I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything. But you know what? The Bible says the voice of God is silence. It doesn't need to talk. Think of the last time you saw somebody pregnant. Think of that. Putting together 50 trillion cells in perfection, baby after baby after baby, and you never hear a sound. The voice of God for the morning for me was absolute silence. And I remember standing there saying, I don't have to drink anymore. I'm clean inside. And then it hit me. I don't know how to live sober, and I said it. I said, but you'll have to send me some. I didn't know what I was talking to. And if you were with me that morning, I would not have said that was a God thing. And today I would give my life if you said that wasn't a God. Oh, yes, it was. Because the result was, I said, you'll have to send me somebody. And there was a rap on the door. And a man stood there. And if he was really there or not, I don't know. But he talked to me. And he said, I see you're in trouble. I said, yeah, you want to make something of it. And he said, no. He said, I came to offer you some help. What I'm trying to say is, has God been in all of this? Absolutely. Because I think ultimately what we're here for, we're not here to raise kids. We're not here to make money. Even that's what we're told. You know, make the third dimension right and you'll be okay. Get lots of education. Get the big house. Get this. Be important. And then that's all third dimension stuff. It takes you nowhere. But you see, I think that's what God is trying to do. When I look at my life, God has showed up every time in perfection. And I believe he shows up in every life in perfection. For a lot of years, I didn't see that, but I see it every day now. I have a God book that I keep, and every day something is, it's little stuff. It's not big earth-shaking stuff. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's a lost key. And I look and look and look, and I can't find it. Next thing I look and look and look, and there it is, and it was there all the time, I think. And so this man came in, and he said, I know. He said, you're an alcoholic, aren't you? And I said, yes. You want to make something of it? And he said, no. He said, see, some of you younger ones, you couldn't believe this. In 1973, there were no treatment centers in Toronto. What there was a hospital. Dr. Bell, who had some foresight, had taken his hospital and he offered it to people who were addicted. And this man said, I know about this place. He said, and if you're willing to go, I'll take you tomorrow. Why does somebody in the hospital come to me and say, like, how does this happen? Except by a power bigger than we are, power bigger, and knew a power that knew my heart was ready. And I said, he said, will you go? And I said, yes. I was saying to Jay last night, I still remember when he left. He said, I'll come pick you up tomorrow. I remember sitting on my bed, and I remember smiling. It had been a long time since I had smiled. And I was looking forward to what was going to happen. And he did come, and I went and to this hospital treatment center. And I don't know what I was able to take in. I mean, if they mentioned G-O-D, my head was somewhere else. I didn't recognize all this as the power. That's what the beauty of this is. Because if we stay, like I'd say to God every day, God, let me see you in this world, because it's not about the money and the this and the that. It's God at work. When those little things happen where things go right, or the phone call comes, or somebody, you just need a lift.